Kevin Plummer is in WCCO Sky 1 with the report from the scene.
All right, we're looking down at a very devastating scene. This is the 35W bridge over the Mississippi River. A complete failure of that bridge that has fallen into the river, and we are looking at very serious traffic delays, obviously, but more serious than that. There are vehicles in the river. We are seeing some people still on parts of the bridge that are standing outside of their vehicles. Apparently, some of those vehicles have fallen with the bridge surface. But right now, 35W closed in both directions as you are heading across the Mississippi River. We are seeing also a fire that has developed, a semi-tractor trailer that was on the bridge when it collapsed. Looks like there's a fire at the cab of that tractor trailer. That's the latest on WCCO.
Hey, Karen, are you still there?
I am still there.
Okay, am I able to talk to our man in the airplane? Let's bring him back. Let's bring Kevin back on live.
I'm talking to my producer.
If we can, sure.
Jeff McKinney would like to speak with him if you could. Jeff's waiting on live to see if we can talk to Kevin again about the bridge collapse. We are trying to get it. There we go.
Okay, Kevin, can you hear me?
Unfortunately, Kevin is not able to.
All right,
well,
let's get him to describe once again what has happened. This is a 35W.
I need to know who's
this is a 35W bridge collapse at University, according to Kevin, and I would like for him to describe once again what he sees. He used the word devastating a couple of times because I think we actually have people in the water, automobiles in the water that went down with this collapse.
Yes, Kevin cannot hear us on the airplane, but I can certainly relay that message. It'll probably take a couple of minutes to get him back on, however, unfortunately. If we could just take a quick little
break. All right, well, let's reiterate what he said then, Karen. He said that the bridge has collapsed. This is 35W at University. The bridge has collapsed, and taking with it, as it collapsed, apparently, some vehicles. He did say there's some vehicles in the water. He said there were some people actually stranded on parts of the bridge that were in a state of semi-collapse. So this is a situation that's very, very serious. We don't know if there has been loss of life. We certainly hope that's not the case. But obviously, some people are in grave danger and have been.
That is correct, and I believe Kevin Plummer is ready to go back on and speak with you about what he has seen at the collapse.
Okay, Kevin, can you hear me? All right, Kevin Plummer, are you there?
All right, we are definitely looking at a tractor-trailer fire on the scene. It's the southbound side of the river bridge. This is the 35W River Bridge over the Mississippi, and it has completely failed. We are seeing a number of cars that have fallen into the river, some still sitting on a section of a bridge that is over the water, and actually people sitting outside of their cars, but we are seeing buses and at least the one tractor-trailer fire that is just, we are definitely seeing some visible flames from that fire. As you might expect, the 35, a lot of people on Washington Avenue have stopped, and they're taking a look at the devastation here on 35 in both directions. Once again, both directions of 35W and the Mississippi River Bridge have collapsed, and I'm sure we're going to see a number of injuries involved in this problem. That's the latest on WCCO.
Kevin, are you able to hear me?
Unfortunately, Kevin cannot hear you in the helicopter tonight.
All right. Here's the situation. 35W has collapsed at University Avenue. We have cars in the river. This is a bridge over the Mississippi River, 35W at University Avenue. Apparently, Karen, is it your understanding that it has collapsed in both directions?
That is correct. Both directions on 35W at the river bridge between University and Washington Avenue.
All right, and we just heard Kevin. Now, he's the only one we've talked to who's actually eyeballed this, who has seen this, and he's seen it from a wonderful vantage point, which is to say from the air. And he just said that certainly there are going to be injuries in this, so he seems to think that this is a very grave situation.
It sounds that way, unfortunately, Jeff, and I hope to get another update from Kevin in just a few moments.
Okay. Karen, thank you. Jeff McKinney in the newsroom here, and we are reporting on some breaking news. We have a situation now where the 35W bridge has collapsed over the Mississippi River at University Avenue. WCCO's John Wanamaker is there. John, can we bring you in?
Yes, Jeff.
What do you have for us? What is the situation?
A major span. The bridge has completely collapsed. There's smoke coming up. I'm hearing that there are cars in the water. Children were running away from the scene, screaming it's going to blow. A black smoke red. The bridge has completely, completely collapsed. Right now, I have no idea of what kind of damage is or how many vehicles are in the water, but we have a major, major disaster scene here.
Okay, so certainly numerous vehicles in the water. This came shortly after 6 o'clock, so it came during what still could be construed as rush hour here in the Twin Cities, so one would think that many, many cars were on the bridge when this happened, and you're saying there's evidence of that.
Yes, there's evidence of that. Jeff, this bridge, this is completely gone. I'm on the bank closest to the west bank, and the bridge is just, I'm walking closer to the scene right now, but there is thick smoke coming up. People have passed out at the scene, I think, from what they saw. I'm walking down closer now, trying to get a better look. But this is really awful.
Okay, I'm seeing some pictures now on one of our monitors, and it is awful. There's a lot of smoke there, and apparently that is smoke from a car crash. That would be a car going off the bridge, crashing into a car in front of it, or perhaps falling off the bridge and exploding. So we have some sort of tractor trailer on fire, it looks like, perhaps a car on fire. You're seeing a lot of black smoke, are you not?
Yes, I am, and I'm seeing cars on the span of the bridge that fell, tilted off to the side. I'm seeing, looking at a semi-trailer right now that has caught on fire, and they're moving us farther back now. The police tape is moving back, so I'm not sure what kind of view I can get, but obviously, this was rush hour. We have several vehicles that probably went into the water, Jeff.
It certainly went into the water, and John, from what I'm seeing, it's not necessary to have gone into the water to have suffered grave, perhaps even fatal
Absolutely
injury
not.
Here.
The side of the span is going down at about... the side of the span right near the bank is going down at about a 45-degree angle, and there is a semi-trailer, which is on fire, and they keep backing us up here. I will let you know what I can gather at the scene, but as I said, children were running away from this, just horrified,
okay.
Crying.
All right. We have a major disaster on our hands here in the Twin Cities. This is Interstate 35W, the 35W Bridge, emerging from downtown Minneapolis, crossing the Mississippi River at University. We have had a collapse, what we should term a complete collapse of the bridge into the water, and it looks as though numerous cars have crashed both on the bridge and into the water. So it would be remarkable if we didn't have many, many injuries out of this, and I'm looking at a picture now of what usually would be termed in these situations complete devastation. I see car after car in the water. There is much cement in the water. There is much reinforcing bar in the water. Very little of what could readily be recognized as a bridge is in the water, and yet that's what it is. It is a destroyed bridge, the 35W bridge, which has collapsed into the water. John, do we still have you there? Okay, we've lost John. The time is now 6:25, and we'll try and bring John back just as soon as we can. Now, do we have anybody on the phone there, Jimmy, who has... All right, let's go to line two. If we can. Danny, are you there? Can you shed some light on this situation, which certainly is a very, very bad situation? Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you shed some light on this situation? It looks to be a catastrophe.
I can't shed too much light, but we happened to be driving home from work and saw, we were driving on the Washington Avenue Bridge over at the U, not actually on the bridge, but we saw it collapse. I mean, we saw the whole thing in about 20 to 30 cars going into the water.
Okay, 20 to 30 is your estimate, so no matter how accurate that estimate is, we have no reason not to think that it's accurate. We have no reason to fail to think that it's not, but it would seem that numerous cars have gone into the river. You could at least say that, I suppose.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, it was big boom, and then we looked over and saw the whole bridge go down.
All right, when you say a big boom, you're just talking about the sound of the collapse. No explosion, would you think, or was it simply the sound of a collapse?
It just sounded like a collapse, and then we looked over and saw the bridge, both bridges go down, and saw cars go right down into the water.
All right, you heard no preliminary explosions?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and so did it happen very, very quickly, or was this a drawn-out sort of slow-motion affair? Did everything just collapse
in a moment?
It happened
really quick. I mean, I looked over, and my wife was just like, oh, my God, and I looked over and said, the bridge just went down, and everybody just stopped on the bridge over at the U, and it just happened, like, super fast.
Yeah, and again, you're saying 20 to 30 cars in the water, and again, as I was saying, no matter how accurate that is, it indicates certainly that many, many cars were on that bridge when this happened. After all, this happened about 25 minutes ago. It happened at 5 after 6. So by definition, on a Wednesday afternoon, a Wednesday evening at 5 after 6, you're going to have a lot of cars out there. So that was your impression.
Yes, and when we were crossing over the University Bridge over at the U on University Avenue, there was tons and tons of cars on there.
Okay. Have you seen people running away? Lots of cars are parked just prior to the break in the bridge on either end of the bridge. And it would seem to me that people would have been backtracking just as quickly as they could, parking and getting out of there. Have you seen people running on foot away from this situation?
No. What I did see, though, when we crossed over the Washington Bridge was a lot of cars driving who were going northbound on 35 completely turned around on the bridge to get, or on the ramp to get off. I mean, it was a complete... mess. I didn't see any people.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you very much. And
Danny, no problem.
Danny is saying what is quite obvious tonight, that we have a calamity on our hands, a catastrophe, a complete collapse of the 35W bridge spanning the Mississippi River at University Avenue. This is just to the north and east, of downtown Minneapolis. It happened at about 6:05, which means that the bridge was quite crowded. After all, that is the tail end of rush hour. And I'm looking at pictures now of the aftermath of this collapse, and there is nothing there in these pictures that's encouraging at all. There are the heaps and carcasses of cars that we can see. We don't know what kinds of human injuries have resulted from this. We don't know what kinds of human death has resulted from this, but certainly cars are strewn everywhere in the aftermath of this collapse. There is a tangle of metal that I can see on this picture of the Interstate 35W bridge, a tangle of metal that protrudes down into the river now. It hangs and protrudes down into the river, and on the tendrils of this bridge are some cars, some cement, some rebar, little bits and pieces of what was a huge bridge, now reduced to these little bits and pieces in the Mississippi River. WCCO's John Wanamaker has made it very quickly to the scene for us tonight. John, have you been able to talk to anybody about what happened here?
I have not been able to talk to anybody as of yet. Obviously, the emergency workers are just doing everything they can to assist those who may have been injured. We have children, like I said, who are running away from the scene. These kids are here. We have one girl who's just down on the ground. She's crying. They were just in a total state of shock. I just don't think they could believe what they were seeing. I don't know exactly where they came from, if they were in the park. I'm down on the River Road right now. I'm looking at the beam right at the west bank, the last pylon before the bridge starts going over the river. That beam has just buckled and bent, and the bridge just broke. I haven't seen anything like this short of an earthquake, Jeff.
No, and I didn't want to drag myself into this because I've covered lots of earthquakes in Los Angeles, and I've seen damage like this, but I've never seen damage like this absent an earthquake, and we certainly had no earthquake here. I asked a caller we had if he heard any explosions prior to the collapse, John. He said no. The only loud noise he heard was the explosion, was the collapse itself. So that would seem to leave out any sort of sabotage here. It just seems that this bridge collapsed under the weight of the cars atop it, collapsed under the weight of its age. Its age is unknown to me, but certainly this bridge was not able to perform as it should tonight. The word catastrophic, John, comes to mind more often than any other, doesn't it? This is a catastrophe in the true sense.
I don't think that word is at all cliche in this, and I believe MnDOT was working on this bridge surface. I believe they were resurfacing this, so there may have also been, I believe it was narrowed down to one lane for construction last night, and I believe MnDOT crews were on this bridge working on the deck surface. I'm not, like I said right now, I can't say if any of those workers were on the bridge when it collapsed, but this is a catastrophe, definitely.
It would seem to be. I'm seeing some video now of an apparent survivor, but someone who's badly injured being taken out from underneath all of these tons of concrete which have come down. This would be some of the concrete that has come down on the shore of the river, not into the river proper. So apparently there are people who have ended up in the river, people who have ended up under the concrete on both sides of the river. John, the entire span has come down, has it not? There's nothing standing on either side?
No, there really isn't, Jeff, and I'm now seeing some people, a police officer or a firefighter is carrying a woman up. She has a neck brace on. Another man is being brought up by an EMT. He appears to have a hand injury, so they are bringing now the survivors that can be transported or walked up to the scene. I'm right in the corner of the River Boulevard, and I believe it's, I'm not sure what the cross street is. I'm right by the CenterPoint Energy parking lot.
Well, what we have again, and I just want to keep synopsizing for you the situation because it is difficult to believe as you see it, because it looks like a cinematic set piece, but this is a real tragedy that's happened tonight. The 35W bridge at University Avenue has collapsed. It did so at about 5 minutes past six, so that'd be 25, 27 minutes ago. It collapsed, and it carried with it many, many cars. It's difficult to say how many cars, but certainly there are tens of cars in the river. There are tens of cars underneath the pavement on the banks of the river, cars that were not quite over the river when this collapse occurred. They are strewn underneath this concrete on the sides of the river, and it's difficult to say how many people might have been injured. It's difficult to say how many people might have been killed, but I think it's easy to say that it would be quite surprising if no fatalities were to arise from this. John, you would agree with that?
I would agree. They are just putting one of these, a woman, into an ambulance right now. She appears to have a couple of injuries. She was the one that the police officer carried up the path along West River Parkway. And the other survivor, as I said, was walking under his own power. We have no idea of the injuries that could have been sustained, right, but this is really a horrible scene.
Okay. Do you think you can find some people who might have witnessed this and
survived
this? And let's put you on hold now. And we're going to go to Karen Gaskell in traffic. We perhaps will have another view from on high. But that's WCCO's John Wanamaker doing good work from the collapse of this bridge at 35W and University. A calamitous occurrence here in the Twin Cities tonight. This entire bridge, the span of the bridge that spans the Mississippi River, has simply, in a moment of time, collapsed, plopped down into the river, taking with it 20, 30, 40 cars, perhaps. Those have been some estimates we've heard tonight. And certainly the video I've seen thus far would bear out those kinds of estimates. And it's not just the cars in the river either. There are some cars in the span prior to each shore of the river, to each bank of the river. And some of those cars certainly have been smashed up underneath these tons of concrete. And God knows what has happened to the people in those cars. So let's go now to Karen Gaskell. Karen, you with us?
I am, Jeff. And we have Kevin Plummer in WCCO Sky 1 with another live report above the scene of the bridge collapse.
A very tragic scene if you're traveling north of downtown Minneapolis. 35W in both directions. The bridge over the Mississippi River has collapsed into the river, and we are looking at a fire now that has ensued since. It's a tractor-trailer on the southbound lanes just south of the river bridge. Part of the roadway has collapsed on top of that tractor-trailer, and it continues to burn. Right now I'm looking at at least a half a dozen cars into the river itself. A center section of the bridge is still above the water level, and there are about 10 cars on that. Actually see people out walking around their vehicles, and a rescue boat has just arrived on scene. You will find obviously a number of emergency crews on the scene, at least a dozen ambulances I've counted so far just on the north side of the bridge, and more on the south side as well. Roads around 35W of the Mississippi River have been closed, and we still have a number of spectators, but I would avoid suggesting you avoid this area if at all possible. We are seeing that fire that I talked about earlier has started to spread now to something on the northbound lanes, again, just south of the river bridge, under a section of the bridge that has collapsed. That's the latest on WCCO.
I've been able to make my way down here where they're bringing some of the victims here. Wen was on the bridge in a car when that bridge collapsed. She's upright. She's got many cuts and blood on her hands. Wen, tell me what happened.
I was at where the bridge buckled, and my car just went up, and then it flipped upside down, fired a few times, and then it smashed to the bottom of the bridge, and then I crawled out of there somehow, and I'm okay, so.
Your car actually flipped up into the air, and you had the sensation of spiraling down?
Yeah.
What to describe how you managed to get out, how you managed to get up here to safety?
I just crawled. I crawled out of the car, and then...
Are you family?
No.
Wen, thank you. Obviously, they've got to assist her. That is an unbelievable story.
Just started kind of like crunching down, and I don't know, we didn't know what was going on. My eyes were closed. I opened them. I saw cement blocks in the front of the car, and then all of a sudden we were stopped, and our car is perpendicular to the ground, and there's a car under us. So,
what went through your head?
Like, don't die? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Did it seem like there was an easy way out?
No, we were going to stay in the car, and then the people came and told us we had to get out, and so and then there was a car on fire behind us. And
what happened? You guys were on the bus?
We were on the bus coming back from the field trip.
We're going across the river, and all you heard was boom, boom. And then the bus started rattling and shaking. The kids were bouncing over the seats. And then it just stopped, boom. And then the car behind, on the side of us crashed, boom. And then the smoke cleared, and you could see the bridge was falling apart, and the bus was sliding back. And all the kids were screaming. They didn't know what to do, so I jumped over the seats, unlocked the back door, and escorted everybody off through the back door. And then the ambulance and stuff came, but I can't tell what they were doing. They wasn't doing nothing for us. They was just passing us by. My leg, my lip. I live, though.
And the children are all okay?
Yeah, the children are A-okay.
And how many do you have with you?
Up to 60, about 60 of them.
Really?
60.
Oh, goodness gracious, no injuries. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeremy, thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you. That was incredible.
No problem.
I really never thought in a million years you'd have to.
I thought I was dreaming.
What's that?
I thought I was dreaming.
Did anybody give you strength while you were doing it, or are you just in adrenaline mode?
Adrenaline rush. All the kids were screaming. I could just see them crying, and I just had to hurry.
How old are you, Jeremy?
20.
And we could see the cement by the window. The guy that was driving the car did an awesome job because he was able to keep steering it.
It wasn't you driving?
No, no.
Who was driving, a relative?
Yeah. It, actually, his uncle. They're here from Texas, and he's a transplant patient, and he was here for his checkup.
So a heart transplant patient?
Kidney.
What is your name, ma'am?
I'm Mary Logan.
Logan, and from Minneapolis?
St. Paul.
Hey, Mary.
How many were in the car? Three of you?
Five.
Five of you. Are you all okay?
Yeah. Well, the usual weight aches and pains that you get from trauma, but we think we're all okay.
Just started kind of like crunching down, and I don't know. We didn't know what was going on. My eyes were closed. I opened them. I saw cement blocks in the front of the car, and then all of a sudden we were stopped, and our car is perpendicular to the ground, and there's a car under us. So,
what went through your head?
Like, don't die. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
What did you feel like? What did you think?
It felt scary. I mean, I had a little kid next to me, and all I thought of was, like, grabbing him so nothing would happen to him. Yeah.
That's your mother instinct in you, even though you're only 13.
Yeah, we all did. We all felt like we were going to die. My daughter was hysterical. She's about to start college. We had just shopped at Mall of America, and we're from Houston, so we're supposed to go home tomorrow. Yeah. Yes. A black Chrysler, and we're on top of another smaller black car. And it's obviously before the water, but it was right where everything kind of dropped off in front of us and dropped off behind us.
How'd you get out? What happened?
Well, I was afraid to get out. My husband was trying to get out, and then all of a sudden people, just angels came, you know, men came. There was a man from a bicycle that came and said, they're yelling to get you out because they were afraid there would be an explosion or it would collapse. So we went ahead and let them help us. They had to lift us out. And then by the time we got to the side, by the hill, there was a fireman that just picked me up and brought me down.
What was their immediate?
Well, right. There were people coming to help. I mean, everybody wanted to help. We got people that drove us here, could hardly fit in their own car to bring us here. So it was wonderful. It really was. I mean,
weird times.
Right,
together.
Right. That's right. They just didn't think about themselves. They thought about us, and we just thank God we're alive. I mean, we feel like there are people that aren't right now. I just can't tell you.
Okay, well, Corey, I'll tell you what. Stand by, and we're going to take this news conference live when it begins.
Well,
which,
hang on 1 second. Here we go. Here we go. Jeff?
Yeah, I tell you what. Can you get your cell phone up there? We're going to take it off a monitor, but we can't do that yet. I don't see it yet.
Let me see
if you can work your cell phone into that situation, and then if we can get it.
Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback.
There you go.
Mayor and Governor. And the Governor, Police Chief Jim Dolan also, and DOT officials, public safety officials, Mayor, I'm going to put the phone down here, and we're going to go here.
Right. Mayor's going to go first. Mayor's going to go first.
Our hearts and our prayers go out tonight to the families and the friends of the victims of one of the most tragic nights in the history of Minneapolis. As we know by now, the bridge on 35W has collapsed. There are several known dead people as part of that. It's a very dynamic situation. And we'll be confirming more details as the night goes on. The incident is now in control, under the control of the Minneapolis Fire Department. Rocco Forte, our emergency preparedness commander, is in charge of that, using resources, significant resources, from the county, the state, and federal officials. We have significant resources on site. At this point, we have searched approximately 50 cars. We have confirmed 6 dead, and we are continuing the search. We have concern that this will be a very tragic night when it is over, and so we will be continuing our work. We will be returning in approximately an hour or two with more information on that, but there are several pieces of information we'd like your help in getting out as quickly as possible. First and foremost, because there's great concern, we want to make sure that those who urgently need to use their cell phones can. So we ask everyone to please make as little use of your cell phone as possible with respect for those who obviously need it quite desperately this evening. We also want to send a message to anyone who is in the Metrodome at the Twins game tonight that they are obviously safe, but we are sending them all down 2 streets, 4th and 6th Street, in the city. The light rail will also be operating, and so we want to make sure that as that crowd comes out tonight, that they move toward the downtown area, not toward the incident. We greatly appreciate the support of the citizens in staying away from the site because obviously we need to have our resources at full maximum at that point.